Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, May 11th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And an interesting, provocative ride it is, to be sure. It's stranger all the time. As I say, that's cliche at this point, rhetorical, but interesting things happening today, and not so interesting, all at the same time, it seems. The Senate Intel Committee hearings on worldwide threats happening now is one of those examples. It's big news, but really it's no news. And, you know, watching all of the talking heads yesterday, this morning, watching Senator Dick Durbin, listening to his remarks this morning, pretty much everybody is really not saying anything. There are very few lucid voices in any sort of discussion. I think Judge Andrew Napolitano is one of those voices. He pretty much said exactly what we can expect to see happen this morning during the Senate Intel Committee hearing on worldwide threats, which is nothing. Nothing will be truly revealed. All it is reinforcement of rhetoric and nonsense. One caller on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, I believe, this morning understood. Finally, somebody seems to understand that an independent, a special prosecutor, special independent investigation will never be exactly what the general public would presume it to be. Look at historically, really every example. There is no such thing. What ends up happening is, as I pointed out in the past, these special, these independent investigations are always hijacked. The independent investigation is political speak for hijacking and subverting any real investigation, ensuring that the real criminals will, and there's always scapegoating, ensuring that the real criminals will never be held to account. It's absurd. People are talking about hypocrisy with regard to the number of times that Democrats, for example, everyone's keyed in on this partisanship. There is no such thing. It's a specious discussion. So we should not be led down that path, but people are focusing on, it's interesting, you know, there are a number of Democrats who just very recently were calling for FBI Director, former now, FBI Director Jim Comey's resignation. He should step down. He's not fit to lead. And now the same people are saying that Donald Trump firing Director Comey was an outrage. It's very strange what's happening. And then, of course, there is the echo chamber of the Russia collusion nonsense. And to date, there is no evidence of anything. But that seems to escape the notice of everyone. It's called a It's an informal fallacy, logical fallacy. It's called the proof of assertion fallacy. Just because you tell a lie loud enough and long enough and consistently enough doesn't make it true. This is one of the many logical fallacies that we see that plague our society today, and most of them, the bulk of them, are predominantly informal fallacies. And it seems that the mainstream press is truly part of an intentional campaign to mislead the American people. What else can you say? It's interesting. Tucker Carlson said yesterday, "I don't see any adults in the room on this discussion. People are hyperventilating," as he said, and there is no adult discussion, which is interesting. One person observed it. It's interesting coming from the guy who has Fabio on to talk about politics. That's an interesting point. But nonetheless, I think he's right. It's predominantly a very sophomoric discussion. And then there are folks in leadership who are the worst offenders of all. Folks like Maxine Waters and who's the other one? Maxine Waters is just, my goodness. The other congresswoman. I can see her face. But I forget who it was. Her remarks, same thing. She always seems to be looking for... She's one of those people that I think Alan Watt rightly described as the hysterical attention-seeking psychopath. Hyperventilating, too. Speaking of hyperventilating, that seems to be... Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren's remarks, and completely detached from reality, just unhinged. It's very frightening to listen to her. And these are people that are in leadership. Maxine Waters, deeply polarizing remarks. These people should not be in leadership yet. This is what is... How do people like this get elected, I wonder? So anyway, as you listen to the echo chamber of the Russia rhetoric, it's interesting that we keep hearing this, but we see no evidence of anything. I think Ben Stein put it best on Fox News yesterday with Neil Cavuto. Here's his remarks on the matter. Go ahead, please.
No crime here. Mr. Trump has not credibly been accused of any crime. There's no evidence of any kind of collusion with Russia during the election. They're barking up a tree that doesn't exist. I mean, this is an investigation in search of a crime. This is a media hullabaloo in search of a real thing. It's just a Democratic screaming match over something which, as far as we are aware, doesn't exist. It's like they're crying out about a zombie apocalypse. There are no zombie apocalypses, and we have no evidence that Russia actually did anything to interfere with the election.
So there you have it. And, you know, as far as the zombie apocalypse, I have to disagree with Ben Stein, because I think we're watching that unfold in a variety of ways. People who are functionally illiterate, and how did George Carlin put it? He said they want you to be just smart enough to run the machine, but dumb enough to, you know, not speak out or stand in opposition. something like that. So I think the zombie apocalypse is happening, but it has been created, orchestrated, like many other things. And fortunately, we have this moment together, don't we, where we can connect for a moment and at least commiserate in, who knows, maybe a somewhat melancholy state as we watch the sunsetting of one of, and some would argue perhaps the greatest nation the world has ever seen. America could be, especially in this era, America could be the bastion of liberty and freedom, wisdom, knowledge, and but we're watching all of that drift. I said the other day that we are we've been running on spiritual fumes for quite a long time here in America, and at this point, as I mentioned 2 days ago, because of the prolific information age, our spiritual blindness as a nation can perhaps only be described as a categorical, willful blindness. We're deeply immersed in the spiritual battle, no matter how strangely silent the mainstream media remains on this issue. And it's interesting, you know, the peculiar silence due largely to the rise of scientism. Science is a religion. Good science merely validates the existence of God, his character and nature. Bad science, in reality the perversion of science, seeks to establish specious narratives through various means, logical fallacies, the corruption of data, phony research, faulty suppositions as hypotheses, etc., for instance. And we know, you know, some broad brush examples include evolution, climate change, eugenics, no matter how much bad guys believe in them. And it's interesting, the talking points are fluid, amorphous. Climate change is a good example. You don't believe in climate change? Well, no, as I said, as I have stated, see, that's one of those subtle, nuanced discussions that has been, basically the talking point is a straw man. Very clever. You don't believe in climate change? Oh no, I do believe in climate change, but I don't buy into the specious reasoning that your breathing and my breathing is what is destroying the Earth's climate and resources, or altering the Earth in a variety of ways. I think it's the destroyers of the Earth that are mentioned in Revelation 11:18, kings of the Earth, merchants of the Earth, the multinational corporations doing the awful things they're doing, the geoengineering that dates back to Tesla technology. You know, I mentioned last week Senator Claiborne Pell was the person who I believe said back in the 70s, now that we can create hurricanes and earthquakes and, you know, floods and all kinds of other things, we don't need a treaty to do it anymore. That was back in the 70s. And of course, as I've mentioned, the Naval Warfare Weapons Division has declassified information on the military's use of weather warfare, weather modification, to influence troop movements in Vietnam. And there's evidence of experiment back to the late 40s. So, lots going on there. Climate change, again, is one of those talking points that is, you know, we should be smart enough to see this. But the problem is, at the top of the opposition to truth, righteousness, and justice discussion is a crafty and cunning foe. The devil has been at it for a long time, is perhaps better at arguing these things than you and I could ever be. And so to leave the discussion in the hands of us is, that's always going to fall short, which is why you see in the Bible the admonition not to do that. You know, I mentioned the other day, Jude, we need to be careful and respectful. From the book of Jude, we see these things sort of happening again. Verse 5 in Jude, "Now I desire to remind you, though you know all things once for all, that the Lord, after saving a people out of the land of Egypt, subsequently destroyed those who did not believe. And angels who did not keep their own domain, but abandoned their proper abode, he has kept in eternal bonds under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah," you know, it's interesting, we see these themes coming up these days. There's the television show Lucifer, now there's the show Gomorrah. People understand what the implication. "Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they, in the same way as these, indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh, are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire." Now think about it. We have these shows, Lucifer, Gomorrah, and others, obviously. And so I'm reminded of Romans. I mean, I feel like some of the broadcasts these days, Road Warrior Radio broadcasts, are feeling preachy to me. It's not that. It's that what is happening in America, we're drifting without rudder or compass. But actually, we're not drifting. We're being steered. Because you can't have two masters. So we're being steered in a direction as a nation to shipwreck, essentially. But Romans 1, you know, these television shows that sound exactly like what Jude is talking about reflect the shift in America that Paul mentioned in Romans chapter 1. "And although they knew, and although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them." So we have a society of people congratulating one another for indulging in evil. And as you see that, you look to Genesis 6, and God saying that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually about man. And you can see that developing on this Machiavellian stage. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
back.
But I'm a
queen. So Facebook will soon offer TV programming, and I think that's the operative term, TV programming. Things are getting stranger all the time. You know, I remember, what was it, 4 years ago now, I want to say, at the F8 conference, the Facebook Developer Conference, Mark Zuckerberg said that Facebook's ultimate vision is to be the social layer of the interwebs. And their greatest pride was that they iterated like a 500-person company. In other words, very quickly. And that's kind of the pride of these large tech organizations these days. Can you iterate quickly? Because as Reid Hoffman has said, the way to win in terms of the internet is to get to your minimum viable product and then iterate, and obviously as quickly as possible. So Facebook has really kind of normalized that perpetual state of change, which I think lends itself back to Santayana's words. if you can recall, and gosh, you know, you think about kids, what this does in terms of conditioning, social and psychological conditioning, before Facebook really rose to prominence. I think as far as the internet was concerned, people still held to traditional beliefs that a constant state of change isn't necessarily a good thing. But then along came Facebook and normalized this perpetual change, this perpetual state of change. And so what happens subsequently is, I mean, think about the generation of kids who grow up in that kind of environment, thinking that is normal. It just really lends itself to Santayana's words that are so oft quoted from The Life of Reason, Volume 1, Reason and Common Sense. He wrote, "Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, as it is on Facebook, for example, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. When experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual." Is perpetual infancy good? Rhetorically speaking. He wrote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Well, on Facebook, I think it's pretty obvious that feed, a constant stream of information that then lets everything get flushed down the memory hole within about 20 minutes or so, really lends itself to precisely that. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. A perpetual state of infancy, as George Santayana put it. So, back to Jude's letter and what we see happening, briefly, and then we'll move on. So, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they, in the same way as these, indulge in gross immorality and went after strange flesh, are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. See, it's not... And what's the other one? American Gods? You know, all of these shows, what are they doing? It's the veneration of evil, exalting evil, which is not good. We'll talk more about that and move on right after this break. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartache, when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Or as Edmund Burke put it in his Revolution in France, people will not look forward to posterity who never look back to their ancestors. And how often do we look back these days through a proper lens? We're often encouraged to look back in a very narrow and myopic fashion, looking at folks like Alexander Hamilton, for instance, and focusing on surreptitiously what might be considered his laudable achievements. And that's unfortunate because really, I don't think it would be difficult as challenging as it is, even in our dumbed down state in this society, it wouldn't be that difficult to search out a matter and to reconnect with our heritage, the founders that gave us our constitutional republic, and the again, the pillars of that republic, virtue, morality, and religion, it wouldn't be difficult. History seems to show that we will push through and we won't look back, we won't listen, and as a result, we will jeopardize posterity, looking to the words of Edmund Burke, because of our own avarice, ambition, licentiousness, greed, in the words of John Adams, so to speak. It's interesting, speaking of Santayana and the Life of Reason, in Volume 2, Reason and Society, he wrote, "The highest form of vanity is love of fame." And vanity, of course, a pejorative, but it seems that we have that. I mean, look what we have YouTube, we have all of these reality TV shows, which are not reality. Real Housewives and wherever, they're not, it's not real and they're not housewives. So keeping up with the Kardashians, following all kinds of people everywhere that have no connection to reality whatsoever. And yet, this is becoming commonplace. People video every part of their lives now and post them on social media. The highest form of vanity is love of fame. And I don't understand it, really. I don't understand it. I don't. I think it's very bizarre and unnatural, frankly, to want to do that kind of thing, to want to seek that kind of public attention. It's, I don't know. It is analogous to me to, stripping off one's clothes and running through the public square. That's kind of what it seems like to me. It's very uncomfortable and unnatural, but again, people are being conditioned to do the abnormal and bizarre and to love evil, really. Again, getting back to Isaiah 5, and I've been saying for a long time that we seem to be returning to Genesis 6. We're being encouraged to return to Genesis 6 and 11. Genesis 6, just prior to the flood, obviously. Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterward," which is important to note, "when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown." But then this, verse 5. And the Baptist preachers sometimes will preach that God was angry with man. That's not what the verse says. I think as a parent, you would be grieved to watch, to try to tell your child, "Hey, listen, once you leave home and you go out past the white picket fence, I don't want you to be preoccupied with this. Focus on the right things, but just be wise and discerning and know that there is a crafty and cunning foe on the other side of the gate waiting to take you down. So be mindful, be watchful, stay close to me. If you have any questions, ask. I'm always here." And then your child goes out and through the power of suggestion, because I believe that's the devil's one weapon, the power of suggestion, I believe the Bible bears that out. And you can imagine the interesting conversations, kind of like what happens in the book of Job, the devil pleading his case, so to speak, before God, saying, "Well, I never made anyone do anything. All I did was make suggestions. I didn't even necessarily encourage anyone to do anything." But playing to our natural weaknesses, if you will, by the power of suggestion, we are led astray. Very easily, quite often, it seems, unfortunately. So to watch this happen, then you can imagine the profound sadness it would cause. And the words of verse 5, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That seems to be happening in America, driven largely by this technocratic initiative, the Trojan horse of global transformation, as Patrick Wood puts it. I think that's a good way to put it. But again, back to Jude, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they, in the same way as these, indulge in gross immorality and went after strange flesh and exhibited are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. That's what we should think of when we see these shows, like when we see the show titled Gomorrah. Is that what it is? No, it's the exalting of evil, American gods. This Lucifer, all of these shows are just a progression. We're not looking at a stopping point. We're not looking at a static situation. This is fluid. It's dynamic, and we're moving on a continuum, building momentum, actually, accelerating on a path toward destruction. Again, very, very sad. So continuing, I mean, that's what should come to mind. It should be frightening to see a show called Gomorrah. Do we need a reminder of destruction? I don't think so, but it's not that. Exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. Is that what Gomorrah represents, the television show? No, sadly, it's the exaltation of evil, which is not good. But continuing, Job wrote, yet in the same way, these men also by dreaming defile the flesh, and by dreaming defile the flesh and reject authority and revile angelic majesties. So we need to be respectful and mindful of these things. But Michael, the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare. Not only did he did not dare pronounce against him a railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these men revile the things which they do not understand, and the things which they know by instinct, like unreasoning animals, by these things they are destroyed. Doesn't that kind of echo Santayana's sentiments? Progress far from consisting in change depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. I am reminded, as we see knowledge increase, what was the piece that I saw yesterday? I'll find that in a minute. Speaking of knowledge increasing, Daniel chapter 12. Remember those words? Verses 3 and 4, those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead the many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. And folks have pointed to that passage in particular, verse 4, in the context of the vast increase of information, specifically the information age, and really kind of kicking into high gear with the technological advancements that we've seen in the last 100 years or so. But that's not all. With Daniel's words, in the context of this technocratic age, I'm also reminded of 2 Timothy chapter 3. So knowledge, people will go back and many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. Knowledge will increase. But then you have Paul's second letter to Timothy in chapter 3. He writes, realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. And I have mentioned that's dunamis, that's that dynamite, the Holy Spirit dynamite power. Avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And how do you do that? Well, I mentioned that the other day too. John chapter 8, Jesus said it. And it's very, very simple. It's that four-part conditional statement found in verses 31 and 32. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And then there's some haggling back and forth, and really Jesus puts a clear end to the haggling. These people are confused. It's to see the confusion, it's obvious to a child how confused they are in their questions. His statement is pure, it's plain and simple. If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's how that works. So for those always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, you wonder, gosh, how is it? Well, in this technocratic age that we are living in, here in America in particular, but really it's kind of enveloping the world, you can see that because it is a an age marked by these self-appointed experts, these people who consider themselves experts, and as I have said in recent years, we see more and more stories about sociopaths climbing the corporate ladder and becoming corporate darlings. Of course, in a society that is uninhibited by moral constraints, then what Hayek wrote in this regard will certainly come to pass. The fact that these people who are unencumbered, as he put it, it is for this reason that the unscrupulous and uninhibited are likely to be more successful in a society tending toward totalitarianism or evil, really. And so the point of all of this is just to simply say the hallmarks are everywhere, the indicators are everywhere, that we are in perilous times. We find ourselves in a desperate situation in America. It's finally coming home to roost, it would appear. This is a nation, you read the books written by Edwin Black and others, for example, on eugenics and so forth, you know, the worst parts of what the Nazis were doing in their society were cultivated here in America first, then shipped overseas, then of course brought back through efforts like Operation Paperclip, etc. And finally, the ill effects of that, I think, are really beginning to germinate. And sadly, we are a society that is not only destroying itself, but destroying the earth, the proxy, the proverbial tip of the spear here in America, unfortunately. Stick around, we'll be right back after the short break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So let me just hopefully wrap this up into a neat little bow. These sociopaths, unencumbered by moral constraints, etc., any adherence to righteousness or justice, are rising to the highest ranks of leadership, government, corporate, academia, et cetera, in America because of what's happening, because we have lost our connection to what the founders, many of the founders echoed as the foundational pillars of our constitutional republic, namely virtue, morality, and religion. And we are adrift, but not adrift. And this environment, this technocratic environment, lends itself to drifting away from God. Because if the experts are to lead, then essentially they are holding themselves up as God. That's kind of how technocracy works. There is a departure. It's like a fork in the road. And science as a religion, is an example of that. And we can see how what is called bad science, but it's really not. It's in reality, as I said earlier, it's the perversion of science, is polluting and infiltrating areas of society all over. And now we get to the post-truth era where we're less concerned with the facts and the truth than we are with a persuasive argument, which is exactly what bad guys have said is essential in mass psychology and brainwashing, conditioning people to think and behave any way you want. And here we are, perilous times. As I said, some of the examples include evolution, which is a lie. I've mentioned that I think it was Darwin's cousin, Francis Galton, who wrote a letter after reading The Evolution of Species, and we always forget, or The Origin of Species, excuse me, the full title, lest we forget, On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Who decides about the preservation for favored races? Who decides? So Galton wrote to Darwin and said, this is great. This frees us from the theological argument that all human, that mankind is priceless. Now we can tell people they're biologically inferior and they must die. Climate change nonsense. Club of Rome started in the same fashion to tell people they're breathing is destroying the world and they must die. Eugenics, same thing. And then all validated by lying signs and false wonders. We're in a dangerous place right now in America. I don't know how else to say it. Second hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back after the short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.